Well, shout out to my cousin Will, William Bauer. My cousin William Bauer in the Twin Cities. You know, I hail from the great city of Minneapolis. My cousin's in St. Paul. He was born in Amsterdam, though, because he's much cooler too. Than me. Yeah. William, and William is a musician. Oh,
the creepy callers are calling in.
Holy shit, this is hilarious. Okay, I guess.
Somebody's actually.
All right, I'm gonna receive it. Oh dear, this is so funny.
Oh, let's see.
Am I hanging up? I'm gonna receive. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, what the fuck? This is so funny. I didn't get trained on this shit. Hello? You guys, what do I do? Nope. Oh, there. Nope.
That's the people next door.
Nope. Oh, Jesus Christ. Hello? This is ridiculous.
Well, at least somebody's trying to call us. That's
I know, awesome. You know. No, but it's not okay because I don't like to be left hanging. What is this? Well, there was this one that was on. Maybe it's this. I mean, this is just, let's see. Hey. Oh my. This is so funny. I think I know who's calling. I feel stalked and loved at the same time. Is that possible? Hello? What the shit?
Be careful just pushing buttons, Kristen.
No, I know.
You're going to turn the show off.
This is so funny. If somebody is laughing at me, you're an asshole. Just kidding. No, but keep calling me. This is so funny.
Well, we love you anyway. Okay. Thanks for calling us.
No. Caller. Though if I press the talk to caller button, it's not doing anything because someone cleaned the console the other day, and this thing is like 100 years old. And so after cleaning it, oh my God, is this my cousin? Oh, you guys, this is how the family connects. He has a band called Jesus Was a Commie, and it's really good. And you're right, cousin Will. Jesus was a commie, not a vehicle for some kind of nightmare war machine jihad from this talk show host monster, Pete. Whatever the fuck. But Pete, hey, your mom, if you're listening, no, he's not, you guys. No. But Pete, your mom called. You're in serious fucking trouble. Okay.
Get your ass home, Pete.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, this is so funny. I am going to spare you guys the wandering of my mind. Or the wandering of my fingers, which sounds totally disgusting. Good Christ. There's all these buttons, and because we had technical issues, which is why we're back here today, because the broadcast did something funky, I feel like I want to just turn all the buttons on, and that's a metaphor for something, but who has time for that? Here, let me do this. Oh, wait. Is this? No, nope. Cue. No, you guys.
So while we're doing that, what was your favorite piece? Did you even tell me besides the guys, the photographs? Which one?
The Olaf for Eliason, the bridge, remember?
The bridge?
I love that. Well, I also love the Julie Mayer too.
The walking back part, not the walking dark part, right?
I mean, I don't know. I'm all about the gestalt. You know, I mean, like the two sides of a coin. You can't take the light without the shadow. Otherwise, how do we have a chiaroscuro Mario Ibarra Jr.?
Footnote moment, Kristen. Explain to our listeners what the hell gestalt is.
Hang on 1 second. Me? Oh, the gestalt is the whole. The gestalt is the composition on a sheet of paper. If you have a drawing of like a house, a person, a tree, clouds, maybe you color in blue for the sky. You have your background. You have your... by the way, Sunday's Maldor and Shay, they train me, and I adore Steve, and Steve loves rosé all day, and Steve is going to tell me how to answer the phone.
There you go.
How do I answer the phone?
Thank you, Steve.
And I'm going to say, explain it to me like I'm 5. And drunk. Kidding. I'm not either, but... I actually had espresso before I came in. Can you tell? Okay. The phone isn't connected to anything, says Steve. You guys, I am being fucked with. You should always listen to your gut. You are... He said, so answer it like a demon is calling.
Oh, that's right.
And then I said...
It was a demon lady.
Ha, 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 ha. Or, ja, 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 ja. I'm just kidding.
It was the demon record was, from the lady it was calling.
We're gonna kick over to... that was really satisfying.
Now, back to the tracks.
Answer it like a demon is calling. I think I will... I think next time... But let's do this. Let's listen to the jam. That's entertainment. I don't know why we have a call thing. I guess we want you to feel like the government does. I'm just kidding. No, we don't. We love you. And I don't know. Nothing is what it seems, right? Anyways.
Yeah.
Sweet Jesus. All the guys. That was a really clever choice of track, don't you think?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my God. See, now I'm treating you like the callers. Talk to me like you're Demon Mario. Give me your Friday night brew voice.
I am Demon Mario.
Mario.
Demon Mario.
Mario.
Regular Mario has left the building.
Oh shit, they got some exorcist action going. What's the best horror movie you've seen recently? The last best horror movie. It doesn't have to be a new one.
The last best horror movie I saw, and only because I could say it was the best, is I've watched it about 3 or 4 times, and I guess everybody else did too, was Sinners.
But you know, I went into that. I do this weird thing sometimes. I went into that movie knowing nothing.
Me too.
Nothing about, and it's the best, right? That's because so good. It's like, no, we're going to do no spoilers, but if you haven't seen this movie, holy shit, is that the best music and just the sound, genre bending, unexpected.
Shout out to the director, Bay Area dude, right?
Yeah. It's Coogler. Ryan Coogler.
Yeah, what a great...
Oh, from Oakland, right?
Yeah, his first film was the Fruitvale movie.
That's right.
And man, this guy just... Then the crew, you know, the cinematographer.
And she is the first woman to win a cinematographer. Indigenous, I think. But there are a lot of folks from the East Bay, from Oakland, right?
Yeah, so it's really incredible.
Oakland is killing it right now. Also, Alyssa Liu, my kids graduated from Oakland School for the Arts. Now, granted, they went there at the very end. Had everything gone the way I like it to, we would have been on here sooner. But hey, what are you going to do?
Yeah, that's why.
Where Alyssa Liu went.
Yeah, because there's certain times where different areas or regions have the vibe, have the aura.
There's the spirit, the culture, the roots, and the tension, and the realness. Like, and the community is really strong in Oakland. Like, really, just homegrown talent. Right? So shout out to that. I saw Scream 7 recently.
Oh, you did see Scream 7?
Yes, I did. And I enjoyed it.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
One, the other one I liked was...
Although it made me feel old, and I did not enjoy that.
Yeah, the other one I liked was Weapons.
I haven't seen it yet.
The woman that won the Best Supporting Actress. Stole the movie.
She's wild. You know, she makes me think of the Hagbot project I've been working on. You know,
Today.
Barb?
Well, today we saw wild, kind of scary movie artwork, which was the Kara Walker Fortuna.
Holy shit.
Fortuna piece up there at the.
Yeah, these robotic animatronic sculptures. That shit is intense. Incredible. Like, really mesmerizing. We were kind of like, whoa.
We didn't even want to get too close.
But also, they really give you quite the. Like, we sat in the nosebleeders.
Yeah, we did sit in the nosebleeders.
But I thought it was a cool perspective because you could see the sense of, like, the dress. Like, the garments had this way of kind of, doing a little bit of a trompe l'oeil disappearing act into the rocks beneath. And so there was this way of the gestalt.
Spectator, like, how people interacted with it, you know, like...
Oh, yeah.
Right?
No, you're right. We were, like Dr. Seuss, like the Bee Watchers. Watching animatronic.
And people interacting with it.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, that's what happens if you go there. That's what happens.
Yeah. Well, we had, let's see there. So we had a caller that I couldn't talk to. I mean, and that's a story of my life. Just kidding. And we had Blondie hanging on the telephone, preceded by, we had Brian Jones on Massacre. We have Can, Future Days going in the background. Super disrespectful for me to talk over it, but it makes me feel like I'm just kind of like dancing on like a disco ball, like cotton candy cloud. That's sweet. All right. We're gonna skip on over to another track. So
let's do it.
Let's do it. Anything you're feeling? Let's see, because I was maybe gonna throw a little Julie Ruin on, or Julie Ruin, or I have some Spoon. Spoon is good.
I'm following your lead this week, so go for it.
I love. Oh my God, that is music to my ears. Jesus.
I'm following the K train, so you go.
Oh. All right, it's the crazy train. You just didn't know. Train. You didn't know, but you got on the crazy train.
Oh, no, I knew it was a crazy train.
I think I knew
it was a crazy train. I knew. Yeah. I knew the job was dangerous when I took it.
Oh, my God. Hey, YOLO. YOLO, go all in, right? This record's a little bit banged up, but this record's a little banged up, but and probably because I play the shit out of it, starting in 2016. But
it's not banged up; it's well loved.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, totally.
Like
it's
me.
It's not been alone.
Exactly.
So I'm gonna get out some John Lennon. Give peace a chance, but also give me some truth. Give me some truth is the track we're gonna play now. I love this song. It does not fuck around.
And dude, Yoko Ono's exhibition's gonna go to the Broad Museum.
Amazing. I'm gonna come down south and visit you and see it.
I really wanna see that show.
The first big show I ever saw at the SF MoMA coming out to visit was it was a Yoko Ono retrospective. Okay, and with that, we're gonna get to John, but there's no Yoko Ono in this. It's just John Lennon and Give Me Some Truth. And don't we all want a little bit of that?
Money for dough. Money for killed you today. Let them build a wall around us. I don't care, we're gonna tear it down. It's just bricks and ill intentions. They don't stand a chance, I'll tear it down. Stick us, you'll send secrets you would never tell.
My father, two bold men.
just really was music to my ears. I mean, it was music to our ears. We're getting really literal. Really literal here. And we're gonna just have a little here. Let me give you a little mic access here. Mario.
Yo, rest in peace, Prince.
Oh my God. Rest in peace, Prince. Shout out to my the best and brightest from my home state, my home city. And in fact, a lot of my favorite records here that I bring in to play, a lot of the scores and some of the more niche ones, if they preceded my time living in San Francisco, they hail from Electric Fetus. Electric Fetus Records in Minneapolis, very close to the Walker. And the Minneapolis Sculpture Garden, where this Cherry Spoon Bridge sculpture
that I was telling you about today.
Yeah, that was the first like kind of modern art thing I remember seeing as a child, and it was covered in snow.
Klaus Oldenburg
and Kuzje van Bruggen. Behind every man, there's a woman doing everything. I'm just kidding. That's not. I don't know. It's 2026, and things are a little more complex and multiplicitous than that. But yeah, I hadn't known until 5-10 years ago that Klaus Oldenburg did not act alone on his. I mean, you'll see the scale of that shit, and obviously.
Yeah, he wasn't.
Man is an island.
Exactly.
Pulling a spoon. But the thing is, that's that is definitely a product of the times it came from. But this is a beautiful show, the SF MoMA of Klaus Oldenburg and Kuzje van Bruggen we saw. But this was When Doves Cry by Prince from Purple Rain, which is so fucking good. We got a little Keon Future Days rolling in the background to give us a little consistency. Prior to that, we had a mashup of really some of my favorites. Sometimes I like to put tracks on that maybe actually are not the favorite tracks off of favorite records, but are so really good, and I like to juxtapose them together and whatnot. So here we got we got Future Days by Keon rolling. I'm talking over so rudely, but prior to that we had Give Me Some Truth by John Lennon, and Be Nice by a really cathartic, some might say hysterical, and I'm okay with that because, you know, I don't know.
That was
what is logical right now? What the fuck is going on, right?
That was my favorite jam from
that. You were like, what is happening?
Be nice.
Be nice. Yeah, no people pleasers here. The Julie Ruin, and the Julie Ruin is Kathleen Hanna's band that happened third, I think. I was after La Tigre, after Bikini Kill. I don't know, though, actually.
But isn't, like, Bikini Kill back together?
Are there they just, like, I think, I mean, there's a few. Is Kathy Wilcox? There's some of the same band members in a lot of them, except for La Tigre. That doesn't have any Bikini Kill members. But yeah, they just had a special reissue come out recently. That you guys were record shopping at my sweetheart snagged me one a release of some previously unreleased stuff.
Yeah,
that's right. That's
that.
What I mean.
Yeah.
They're touring. They're playing at Mosswood, I think. Mosswood Meltdown? Is that right? I might be wrong. We could call this Hag Riot's Hot and Bothered. I am hot and I'm bothered by it. I'm not like, this is not sexy. It's hot. It's actually like, I feel like I'm in some kind of nightmare womb right now, actually. Like, it's maybe a demon's going to not call in on the phone, but be birthed from this radio station because I am toasty. Hag Riot's Hot Flash.
This warm, on top of this warm weather, this heat wave is insane.
I'm a hot, you know, I was born in the year of the dog. I'm a hot dog. And I do like them extra crispy.
Oh, Lord.
I know. It's so corny. I have a funny story, but we're just gonna get to some music here because I had this record that's just I need to finish what I started here, and I need to put the yeah's on the table for you fine folks. Enjoy some Can Spacey strangeness. This is Hag Riot. Friday especial con Mario, mi amigo.
Desayuno Club.
The Desayuno Club.
Thank you.
good people. It's bad form to chime into a beautiful song and talk over it. So, my apologies. And also, it's inappropriate and bad form to not say thank you and good night and goodbye and good luck and don't fuck around and don't take no shit from nobody and stick it to the man and be good to each other. It's a lot of shit. You can tune me out. I'm going to put Tim and Paula back on. It's been very nice to moonlight here with my friend Mario, with you guys. And I'm sorry. Here. I didn't know if I was going to get your company here. Thank you for joining us. Mario, I got your mic on now.
Oh, thank you for
there. We go.
Kristen, this has been amazing. And thank
oh
you
man, my pleasure. My pleasure.
The jams were going.
Yeah, it's so good. We got some Tame Impala now. I was preceded by some Electric Light Orchestra, preceded by Prince and Can and so much goodness, right? So. Beautiful. Come visit again, my friend, and I'll be seeing you in the City of Angels soon. And very soon here, y'all are up for a treat. And a new show is rolling in. And enjoy these last 10 minutes. The sweet sonic goodness. Take care. And tune into Hagrite Happy Hour. Usually it's on Thursday afternoons, but actually for the month of April, as an April Fool's Day gift, I'm moving it to Mondays. And we're going to call it High Rides, Manic Mondays, I don't know, Manic Mood Swing, Meltdown, I don't know. It's just going to be good music. From 4 to 6 on Mondays. Okay, take care.
Only.